This is VOA News. I'm Tommy Bakey. The death toll on mainland China from the coronavirus outbreak has now surpassed 900. China's National Health Commission reported another 97 deaths Sunday alone, along with more than 3,000 new cases coming after a drop in the number of reported cases on Saturday. It's the first drop in more than a week. Meanwhile, Britain confirmed its fourth case of coronavirus, Spain its second, with both cases acquired by people who had made trips to France. Millions of people remain under lockdown in Hubei, the landlocked province at the center of the coronavirus outbreak, where residents are complaining of food shortages. Earlier, Chinese officials reported the death toll for coronavirus had passed that of the SARS epidemic in 2002 and 3. Severe acute respiratory syndrome is believed to have killed 774 people and sickened nearly 8,100 in China and the special administrative region of Hong Kong. Thailand residents continue to mourn over its worst-ever mass shooting. VOA's Marissa Melton.
The death toll on mainland China from the coronavirus outbreak has now passed 900. China's National Health Commission reported another 97 deaths on Sunday, along with 3,062 new cases, coming after a drop in the number of reported cases on Saturday.
And Reuters' David Doyle reports on the mass shooting.
Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha said on Sunday that the soldier, named as Jakrapan Toma, was angry over a house deal involving a relative of his commanding officer. That officer was killed by Jakrapant, officials said, before he stole a Humvee, assault weapon and ammunition and drove to a shopping mall in the northeastern city of Nakhon Ratchasima. During a 12-hour standoff, hundreds of shoppers fled the mall as the police and army launched several rescues. Hours before he began shooting on Saturday, Jakrapant posted on Facebook denouncing greedy people. He continued to post written updates during the attack until Facebook shut down his account. The army said Jakrapant was a sharp shooter who had taken many special courses, including on planned ambushes.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting, and this is VOA News. There's a new spotlight shining on the Ebola outbreak in Africa.
The global fixation on the evolution of the novel coronavirus has knocked the DRC's Ebola epidemic out of the media spotlight. However, health officials working in the shadows have been making steady progress in slowing the transmission of this deadly virus. WHO's Regional Director for Africa, Matshidiso Moeti, tells VOA the situation in the country is very different now than it was a few months ago. This Ebola outbreak has been going on since August 2018. It is the 10th to hit the DRC since 1976 and the second largest ever recorded after the 2014 Ebola epidemic in West Africa. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Despite the corona outbreak, the thousands of people showed up in New York City's Chinatown to celebrate on Sunday. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
The parade celebrating the year of the rat featured drums, dragons, and signs saying "Stay Strong Wuhan," which is the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak that has killed more than 800. Parade goer Becky Lee says she's grateful they had it.
Supporting the Chinese people and, like, you know, helping them.
First-time parade goer David Ramirez says he feels bad for the canceled celebrations in China.
Kind of sucks that they weren't able to have big ones.
Businesses in Chinatown say the coronavirus has scared people away, even though the city has no confirmed cases. I'm Julie Walker.
Parasite has won the Best Picture Oscar, becoming the first foreign language film to take home the biggest honor in film. Bong Joon-ho's Class Attire also won for Best Director, Best International Film, and Best Screenplay. The film has been one of the season's darlings. It's despite failing to garner any Academy Award nominations for its cast. Bong's is creating his tale of a grifter family that insinuates itself into the lives of a wealthy family, and it's been widely recognized. All of the acting winners, Brad Pitt, Renee Zellweger, Joaquin Phoenix, and Laura Dern, went as expected. Meanwhile, again, the mainland China virus has reported a rise in new cases, denting optimism that disease control measures that have isolated major cities might be working. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.